Hello, this is Rabbi Dave Felsenthal. We're learning Mishnah Yashomi, Para, Perek 8, Mishnah 7, and Mishnah 8. Kol apostol es hatruma, mitame es hamashkin lios tchila, mitame echad, velisal echad, chutz mitzvul yom. So whatever renders truma unfit conveys impurity of the first degree to liquids that then convey one impurity and one invalidation except for a tevul yom. Hari ze omer, mitamecha lo timuni, vata timesani. So whatever renders truma unfit, in other words, ritual impurity of the second degree, or hands, which are considered impure in the second degree, and render truma unfit by contact, conveys impurity of the first degree to liquids. So it has second degree impurity, but if it touches liquids, the liquids are impure in the first degree as a preventative measure against liquids rendered impure by an insect, which have first degree impurity by Torah law. And then they convey one impurity, food which touches them is rendered impure in the second degree, and one invalidation, food rendered impure by liquids that touch truma, rendered unfit by rendering impure in the third degree, which cannot convey a fourth degree impurity. Except for tevul yom, someone who is ritually impure, but immerse themselves, but the sun has not set yet, renders truma invalid, but doesn't convey ritual impurity to the first degree, even to liquids. Even if he touched a truma liquid, he doesn't render it ritually impure, but only invalidates it. Mishnah 8. Kol hayomim kamikveh, shenemar ulmikveh hamayim kara yomim, divrei Rabbi Meir. So all the seas are like a mikveh, as it is written, and the mikveh of the water he called seas. So says Rav Meir. Rabbi Yehuda omer, hayam hagadol kamikveh, lo nemar yamim, ela sheyesh bo mine yamim harbeh. Rav Yehuda says that the great sea is like a mikveh. It is written seas only because there are many kinds of sea in it. Rav Yossi omer, kol hayomim mitaharin bezochalin, upsulin lezavim, v'lematzoraim, ulekadesh mehen mechatas. Rav Yossi says all seas render clean by their flowing water, but are unfit for those afflicted with ziva, a mitzora, or for sanctifying the chatat water. So this Mishnah is addressing the laws of chatas water, and from here until the end of the chapter, we're going to be instructed regarding the character of mayim chayim, living water or spring water, which is fit for preparing the chatas water. So all seas are like a mikveh. They're all subject to the laws of a mikveh and not to that of a spring. So they are not fit for the sanctification of chatas water, for the immersion of a zav, or for the purification of a mitzora with birds, all of which require mayim chayim, or spring. Similarly, the immersion of others who are ritually impure, the sea constitutes a mikveh, which renders ritually pure only where the water is stationary and not when flowing. The sea, unlike a spring, which renders ritually pure also when flowing. So the sea is here called a mikveh. Now Rabbi Yehuda says that the great sea is like a mikveh only, because, in other words, the ocean, because the ocean is what the scripture is referring to. And it's written seas because there are many kinds of sea in it, the great sea into which all the rivers flow. Rav Yosef says all seas, not only when stationary, does just like a spring, but they're still unfit for those afflicted with ziva mitzora and for sanctifying chatas water, because that requires mayim chayim, actual flowing spring water. Mishnah 9. Hamayim hamuchim psulim. Smitten waters are unfit, which we will explain a little later. Elohen hamuchim, what are smitten waters? Hamaluchim v'haposhrim, salty water and tepid water. Hamayim hamekazvim, psulin, failing waters are unfit. Elohen hamayim mekazvim, what are failing waters? Hamekazvim echad b'shavua, those which fail once in 7 years. Hamekazvim befulmasios umbishnes bisaran ksherim. But those that fail in times of strife, years of drought, those are fit. Rabbi Yehuda pasel, but Rabbi Yehuda says they're not fit. All right, so salty and tepid water, those are smitten waters, a spring whose water is salty or lukewarm. And failing waters are water which occasionally stop flowing. And again, we said those are failing waters that fail once in 7 years. But if they is a longer period of time in which between they fail longer than 7 years, so then they are fit. those that fail in times of war, when soldiers use them profusely and damage them, or in years of drought when the rains fit, those are fit. And according to Rav Yehuda, even those waters are unfit. Tomorrow we will be learning Mishnah 10 and Mishnah 11.